cooler and cloudier on Monday. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on Heart.
This is Heart from Global. Heart breakfast
with Ben. Can we say it's officially the start of the bank holiday weekend?
Of course we can. I mean, there's a day of work ahead, but who's going to do any work today?
Really, who's going to be doing that?
We're going to get Mel's big news in a few minutes after Ed Sheeran Shape It. No, seriously, it's quite big news, this. Pitbull as well. Give me everything. So we were just talking about the fact that we won't be on Heart Breakfast anymore. I will be staying. Really looking forward to the Lions, if I'm honest.
Oh, that's the thing. No alarm clock anymore.
Going to be going on to afternoon, so on your school run home, hopefully you'll listen, and hopefully you'll listen on your way home from work as well. We desperately want you to. So that's great, but it feels like today's a good day to talk about, you know, you leaving, Mel, and I feel like it's the last school run for a lot of people, half term next week.
Yeah.
So, but Mandy's on the phone. Mandy, what was the first thing your daughter said when she heard just now that we're leaving Heart Breakfast?
Well, she was quite shocked, actually, because the first thing that came into her mind was, what about Sleeves for Santa? Who's going to do it?
Of course.
And she's only 9.
Oh, she's only 9. Okay, so we don't know if the new breakfast show with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden will be doing Sleeps or Santa.
No.
You may have to ask them to do it, but it's a way away, so they probably haven't thought about that yet. What's your daughter's name?
Her name's Gia.
How about we did a special Sleeps or Santa today?
Oh, she would love that.
Oh,
I feel like if we had enough people saying, and I know this is mad as a box of frogs, but I think if we had enough people going, yeah, all right. How many, do we know how many Sleeps till Santa it is? Vegetarian producer Daryl's sticking his hand up.
It's 215 days.
258? I wasn't far off, was I?
It's going to be a mouthful.
Not that far.
No.
It's not that far.
We need to get organised as mums, don't we?
Calm down. Okay, so I think if we get enough traction on this is something we could do.
You will not get out the car until you've finished Sleeps of Santa, so that is my big worry now.
Okay. I love her.
I love that that's your big worry.
Not getting her ready for school, think Sleeps of Santa.
You're not going to miss us then? Jesus!
Nope.
Of course we will.
Oh, there we go. We'll twist your arm. Listen, I'll tell you what then, we'll just put it open. If we can do it, we will, and we'll just open it. Text us, let us know. Wilts in your message, 820-122, if we should make
this is Heart from Global.
Heart Breakfast with Ed, Troy and Paulina.
Oh, it's a Friday, everybody. Bring it on. It's the 24th of May. The weather's going to be lovely both today and tomorrow, too. We've got 30K Triple Play News. We have some Jessie J. We have Lady Gaga.
God, we've got lots.
We also have us. We'll be doing the speaking.
So highs and lows.
Highs and lows.
So very, very low.
Don't talk about Lady Gaga as a low. Come on.
Jessica, no one. This is Heart. We are Dixie and Emma. You're hilarious, right? So, off the air, myself and Emma have just been having a quick chat because technically, this is our last Heart Breakfast together because the all new Heart Breakfast begins with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden on the 3rd of June. I'm still here next week doing Heart Breakfast. That's fine. Don't worry about that. But Emma's away on holiday because it's your birthday and that. So this is our last one together. Emma's just said, what if I don't get back for first show? Because apparently your flight time is a little dubious.
Well, it is. Yeah. So I'll be travelling back. I'll be getting off the plane in London because I'm flying to London. And then driving up and straight into the show. But that's, you know, obviously if there's no delays, that's fine. But what an anticlimax if I'm not here for the first show.
Yeah, it's the new afternoon bit with Dixie and she's not here.
Just on the motorway somewhere. Sorry.
You're still doing it. You'll be on the phone.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be fine. Anyway, looking forward to it.
Have an amazing time and happy birthday for the weekend.
Thank you, darling.
We are done for today. It's Pandora next. Someone is going to win 30 grand today.
This is Heart from Global.
Heart Breakfast with James and Becky.
Morning. Welcome to our final show and a top feel good Friday.
Massive songs to start from Jessie J and Oh Yes. Crazy in Love from Beyonce.
Say.
Yes. Heart. Triple play.
At 8:06, just before that, it was very close that Becky wasn't going to be here for this particular conversation.
That's never happened before.
She nipped out for a quick wee, and forgot her pass.
I did. I couldn't get back in. Or did
we take it from her?
I couldn't get back in. I was trying
She's
to call for just
stuck out for the rest of the show.
It's all right, guys. I'm here. I'm never happened before. What the chances? Anyway, Hot 30K Triple Play. That is what we are talking about right now. Ed Sheeran could be winning you big today. And more importantly...
Kevin Harris, Rag and Bone Man, 8:15. So, yes, today is the final ever Heart Breakfast with James and Becky. Thank you for being with us this morning and throughout the years.
It has been amazing. But Heart Breakfast does continue, though. Johnny Mear is looking after things next week. He's got Jess Glynn tickets for you to win before the new Heart Breakfast show with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden. That will be here from June.
Moments ago, if you just switched on, producer Matt almost, well, interrupted what the conversation that we were having to say that there's...
we have no idea what's going on.
So he's saying over... I'm saying over to you... PM producer Matt.
Thank you, James. Now, James, you have woken up Kent for many years, okay? But for the other day, you did say this. Have a listen.
For the last few years, after doing this show for so long, all I've said is that I'd love a street named after me. I know it sounds big-headed.
So what would you want to happen in the next 3 days?
Well, I want a road named after me.
So, there's someone on the line for you. Hello, can you please introduce yourself and say where you are?
Hey, good morning, it's producer Jimmy, and I'm currently in Ashford.
What? Jimmy, you're in Ashford?
I'm not in the studio.
We were wondering where you were. We thought, oh, he's overslept.
I said to Matt, I wonder what time Jimmy's coming in.
Yeah, what?
No, it's getting super early for this. So, James, as we've just heard, you've always wanted a street named after you, right?
Yes. He said that.
So, we've sorted this out for you. This morning, I'm at James Street in Ashford.
Oh, my God!
So, you should be able to see this right now.
Yeah, we can.
We got a photo on the screen here, yes.
Amazing. So, from right now until... I mean, we haven't asked permission for this, so it's probably going to be until the end of the show, I'm going to be honest. From right now, it's going to be called... James Hemming Street, can you see?
We can see the photo. We got it on the screen here.
You've
added a Hemming to it.
Have you hung that sign?
It's a little bit wonky, but I did my best.
It doesn't matter. It looks epic.
It looks as old and... Feel good.
Hey, it's here. It's Friday. Who's on the cider already? Apple crisp cider. Morning, Lorna.
Good morning.
Good morning, Simon.
Hello.
Good morning, Josh.
Morning, mate.
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Good morning, Shakira. Oh, she's still in the bed. Right, here we go.
For you.
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, morning 8:12. This is Hot Breakfast. I'm Joel. This is Lorna.
Morning.
So it's our last show this morning. 10 o'clock though. When we finish, we guarantee to give away another £30,000. It will happen today. Between 10 and 4, somebody will win £30,000. The artist, 3 times back to back, Lorna, is
£30,000 for Ed Sheeran.
Right, you sit there. Revenue, she's been on the champagne, I reckon, this morning. Revenue Festival back for 2019. Saturday.
From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on Heart.
Oh, yeah. Not seen you for ages. You realise we're going, it's our last show, and you pop back?
Yeah, well, I just had to make sure everything was sensible and we didn't get too carried away on the last day.
He just knows I'll probably be drinking Prosecco by the end of the show.
I knew it.
For a bit of that.
Welcome back, Sam.
This is Heart from Global.
Wow, what a weekend. Bank holiday weekend. The weather's like this. It's Friday and you have the chance to win £30,000 today. Somebody's going to. This is Heart. 11 minutes past 8.
And now, obviously, I'm sure most of you know now, it's our final day today on the show. And all week, we've just been being rebels, really. Like, because over the years, there's been loads of ideas we've had that we really wanted to do on the show. And the bosses heard the ideas and went, no, that's rubbish. But there was this one idea. We've had to leave it to the last day to play out because He didn't just think it was bad, he hated it.
And to be honest, we fought quite hard to try and push this idea through. Just give you a little bit of background. What you hear that goes on air is about 1% of the ideas that we come up with.
We liked this so much, right, that he said no. We thought we'd be clever. And we put it, we know he doesn't get up till 7. We played it at the 6 o'clock hour. And he went mad, right? Mainly because, you're going to hear it now, you know, there's a bit of a theme. If we sing on anything, we're told to never do it again because we're shocking. And it didn't stop us. You'll notice right at the end, by the way, one of the harmonies, I've got to say. I think it's pretty good.
This conversation about whether we could do this went to the big, big boss.
And he said, hell no. So here it is on our final day. Have a listen. Get involved.
Wally of the week with Justin and Kelly.
Wally of the week, guess who?
Wally of the week with Justin and Kelly. You better watch out, 'cause it could be you. And that basically was going to be the premise. We were looking for a Wally of the Week. It was going to be like one of those where we can just take the mickey out of someone because they've done something stupid during the week.
Yeah, again, I'm sure you're thinking, hey, this would have been great every day. Or maybe you're thinking the same as the boss, thinking, why would you want to do that? But you know what? We can do what we like today. It's our final day, so get involved. Is there a Wally of the Week that you want to nominate? Let us know.
821-22, start your message with the word North or get on Twitter at Heart Northeast, and they can be our one and only Wally of the Week.
Let's prove to the boss that it would have been great, okay?
Wally of the Week, it's you.
Yes!
That was the harmony there that I thought was on point, by the way.
Oh, did we miss that? Do you want me to play that again?
One more time. Right. Imagine, Simon Cowell was listening, he would say that's not pitchy. Right,
okay,
go on.
Let's see what we think.
Wally of the Week, it's you.
Am I the only one who said I never made it into school choir? Boom, that's my moment.
There's a shock. Calvin Harris and Rag and Bone Man on Heart.
Mostly sunny with the odd shower over the long weekend. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on Heart.
This is Heart from Global.
Heart breakfast with Matt and Michelle.
It's the last one. The last show.
The last ever Heart Breakfast
Thanks
show.
Thanks for listening. Yep. Thanks for staying with us. And we're going to have a bit of fun. Even though it's the last one.
We're going to have loads of fun. The sun is shining. It's Friday. Let's do this then and kick off with Beyonce. This is Heart Breakfast.
This is Heart.
8 minutes past 8 with Matt and Michelle, and this is our very last show today. So if you're just doing the final school run of the week before half-term holidays, when you come back and do another one, we won't be here. This is our last ever show. And Michelle, she's standing up. She wants to say something. You never stand up when you do this.
No, I don't, do I?
Go on, over to you, Michelle.
And we've all got, producer Sian has brilliantly just made a big jug of mimosa, and we've all got our glasses ready. Okay, so... Thank you from just every being, every fibre of my being. Thank you so very much. I came here 10 years ago and you lot just took me to your heart, really, no pun intended. And you made it just the most brilliant ride. I am an accidental presenter. I used to be a carer. I was never supposed to be a radio presenter, and I was a carer, and just by a series of flukes, I managed to get a job in a radio station, and I sort of haven't left. It's like I was you guys. It's like someone let me in and let me stay and have the time of my life. I cannot even begin to tell you the fun that I've had. You've made me jump out of a plane. You've made me hold a tarantula. You've made me do things I never thought I would do. You've done terrible things to me, producer Tom and Matt, and you've done brilliant things to me.
Jump out of the plane, did he say?
Yeah. And you guys were there every single step of the way. And it's just like that kind of love and that kind of friendship is astonishing to me, that you would just take me in like you have. And it's just been the best. And I don't want it to be over, but it is. So I'm just going to play you this song because it means everything to me. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
You're here because you're the best presenter. Not by accident.
amazing time. And you, Matthew, have been brilliant. You're just the most generous person, and you've been brilliant. And I couldn't have asked for a nice person. And you, Tommy, for 10 years you've put up with me, and before that. And so this is it, really. So thanks, because I've had an amazing time. And this song is from me to you. So thank you so very much.